Hello. This is the demonstration and information tape for the talking teletext. The tape has 30 minutes on each side approximately and should provide you with all the information on both teletext as a free facility and the equipment known as the talking teletext as manufactured by Portset. The first side will hopefully answer some of your questions on teletext and the equipment available. The second side is an actual demonstration of the talking teletext itself, presented by David Calderwood, who's a blind user living in Milton Keynes. So we can supply this tape to other interested people. Would you be good enough, please, to return it to us in the envelope provided? You're welcome to take copies of this information if you so wish, of course, but please do not record any other information over it. Thanks very much. So, with me in the studio, I have Robin Plassman from Portset. Robin, the first important question, obviously, what is teletext?
Teletext is the broadcaster's version of a daily newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's called CFAX and Oracle in this country. CFAX is produced by the BBC and Oracle is produced by the independent broadcasters. There are about 7.5 million homes in this country that already receive teletext. And this has been available since 1977. But because of the habit of people have of purchasing a printed newspaper, the system at the moment is greatly underused. Teletext is the name given to the video text information service that our broadcasters have already said. The information is normally displayed visually, a screen at a time, on the television receivers. And the information is presented in pages and subpages, somewhat like a chapter in a book. The subpages or chapters may take up to 40 pages of written text, depending on the subject in question. And when a teletext page is dialed up on a teletext television, the subpages automatically roll up on the screen in chronological order, passing through the whole chapter of text before repeating themselves. And these are constantly being updated. The news, for example, is updated many times an hour, stock market reports and things like this.
Mm-hmm. And how many pages of information available then, Robin?
There's about 3,000 pages on 100 subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I say 100 subjects, some of them are repeated on ITV and some of them repeated on BBC. But basically, you get a flavour of two newspapers.
And this is every day of the year?
Yes, every single day. All the time that the broadcasters are broadcasting, so for example ITV broadcasts right through the night, the teletext goes on all the time that the broadcasters are transmitting.
Mm-hmm. So that's a service that has been available for some time, but of course the teletext machine is another matter. I mean, why buy this machine?
Well, as I've already said, sighted people don't really make use of teletext to the extent that we should expect them to.
Mm.
It is such a wonderful medium that we've felt that there is no other medium which offers a blind person personal access when they want it to this type of information. If you want to look up your British Telecom shares at 20 past 10 on a Saturday morning, then you want to do it then. You don't want to, how else can you do it? Who's going to tell them to you? If you have something personal that you want to find out, why always rely on a neighbour to tell you this? You can now, just like reading a newspaper, go and dial up a page you want and get that information instantly. If you're making a trip by car with your family, you can then say to your wife, I know, or your husband, I know that there's a traffic jam on the M27, so we should go another way, you know. One of our users was, when they had the bombings recently in London, she was actually phoning her husband in London and telling him when, which stations to use and which stations not to use, because she was actually accessing this information herself. There's been no other medium available to blind people, you see.
And what about sports fans, for example?
Oh, well, there are endless pages of sports. It is absolutely incredible. We have users who are passionate about cricket.
Mm.
And teletext produces tables and tables of information about cricket scores, and not only the scores, but the individual players' scores, how they were bowled out, and everything else like this. You couldn't get that from the radio. You couldn't get it from the television set. You've got no other medium of accessing it. So That is fantastic. Horse racing, for example. We have some horse racing fans who use teletext all the time. They like to be able to phone their bookies up 5 minutes after the race and see, you know, put the winnings from so-and-so on to so-and-so. That, again, there is just no other conceivable way that they could access the information when they want it. Mm-hmm. If they happen to have popped out for a cup of coffee or something and missed the broadcast on the radio, that's it, they've lost it. Mm. There's no way of capturing it.
And we're talking about a very immediate thing, aren't we?
I mean, instant.
As it happens.
The news, as it happens. There is a page called, there is a page on 150, which is news headlines. I've been out demonstrating the teletext machine in the past, and it's changed four or five times in 1 hour.
Mm.
The latest news headlines. If there's a bomb blast in Westminster, it's there instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Fair enough, but, I mean, why should a blind person buy the talking teletext as opposed to, say, other equipment that's available to access this facility?
The talking teletext was designed for all blind people to use. We felt that if we were going to design a piece of equipment that enabled people to get their daily newspaper, then it shouldn't just be for those 2% of blind people who've had the opportunity in training to use computers. And so therefore we had to make a machine that was simple and straightforward and could fit in with domestic life in somebody's lounge. If somebody's living with sighted people, mm-hmm. it had to encompass all these things.
Mm.
And so we feel that this piece of equipment is an absolute godsend to those people wishing to get a daily newspaper.
Mm. And it is very personal, is it? I mean, can you explain how personal it is to the user?
It's personal in so much as that you can plug in a pair of earphones, so you're not interrupting the family. You can connect the aerial to this piece of equipment the same as you would to a video, so your sighted partner or sighted children living in your household could be watching their television set whilst you listen and read your teletext at the same time. So it is personal in that terms.
Mm. Of course, we'll give a demonstration on the other side of the tape as to exactly what a person hears, but how readily do people adapt to that type of voice?
I think that you must understand that voice synthesis is very high technology.
Mm.
And we are creating words from screen text. And so we are having to formulate the words from letters. It is very complicated. The pronunciation in some respects is not perfect.
Mm.
But I have never yet met a blind person who cannot understand what's going on. Mm. And they have the facilities to speed this up and read it as fast as you and I could read a letter.
Well and good, but I mean, be honest. I mean, teletext reading machines, I don't think, can be as good as you say. I mean, there must be problems with a system that a blind person would experience, Robin.
Well, there are problems with all kinds of equipment. We are having to make the best of what the broadcasters are transmitting. If the broadcasters transmit abbreviations on the screen, for example, WT for wait, or SC for self-catering on holidays and things like this, then we have to cope with that. They can overcome these by spelling out the word. We'll explain on the other side of the tape how the text can be read line by line, or word by word, or letter by letter. And so it's a short training program to overcome some of these problems. It will say us instead of US if there's two capital letters, and we know that it, when we're reading the screen, we know that it means United States, but the synthesizer's reading the word US, so it's saying us. So there are some problems. There are also difficulties occasionally with the way that the information is put on the screen. If it's put in columns, then we have to read the text one line at a time very carefully. But it's a small skill to build up, and I think the training program on learning how to use the teletext is about 5 minutes.
I think the current term is user-friendly, and it is very user-friendly, isn't it, from my experience?
Yes, we spent about 18 months doing our research into this product before we actually manufactured it, and the whole concept of making the product user-friendly, making it easy to use and aesthetically attractive. When we don't like the term a converted tea chest, something that's been made for the blind. This is a product that we've made from day one to be put in somebody's home and used nicely. It's a very easy product to use, it really is.
Well, let's find out more about it in a moment. The Talking Teletext.
Now, don't turn over for a moment because we have some up-to-the-minute news for you. Since I recorded that interview with Robin Platzman, Talking Teletext has made available several new advances on the existing service. Here to tell us briefly about these is Graham Bolton from Portset.
Hello, John.
Graham, what's all this about television sound, for a starter?
Well, we have, in response to a request, added television sound to Talking Teletext.
Mm.
This gives the full range of channel sounds that you can tune to in your area.
Now, how do you change the channels?
Well, the channel changing is exactly the same as for Talking Teletext. That is the simple system of using the channel button and the appropriate numbered button for the channel you have selected.
And then the voice tells you when it's changed.
You're never in doubt because the voice always tells you what it's changed to.
What's the sound reproduction like?
The unit gives good sound, clear, precise reproduction. But if you want greater depth, we can provide a standalone speaker which will give you a better depth of sound. However, the use of earphones is still available, and these are very good.
Can you use a hi-fi system with these, Graham?
Yes, you can. You connect directly from the earphone socket to your hi-fi unit, and of course this will give the best reproduction of all.
And of course it also allows the user greater independence.
We feel that the whole unit now, giving information and entertainment separate from the family if required, gives the user independence and makes this a entertainment and information centre all in one unit.
Right. Now, I gather many people have found the need to print a copy of any page of Teletext. Is that right?
There is definitely a need to be able to print the pages of Teletext so that people can retain them. This has been particularly brought to our notice by libraries, blind clubs, social service centres.
Right.
We have added to Talking Teletext a printer port. This allows a printer, grade one braille, or a more conventional text printer to be added to the machine whenever required, and for any page or all the pages to be printed directly from the unit.
Now that's printer port. What's communications port, Graham?
Well, this is for the blind and the deaf, who are particularly isolated in this area. They have, at the moment, no access whatsoever to Teletext. But we have also added a connection that enables a braille tactile reading device to be connected directly to the unit, and this will allow all people who are blind and deaf via the tactile unit to be able to access all the information on Teletext.
Are there any other products we should know about, Graham?
We have produced a NICAM sound system. This will give full-width stereo sound from all TV channels. It is very user-friendly, like our other equipment, and it has the ability to tune itself to the TV channels automatically, and it is operated by a simple button channel change system. It can either be used via earphones or by the youth in conjunction with a hi-fi system, which will give excellent full-width TV sound quality. It is a unit we feel that will bring pleasure and entertainment to blind and sighted people alike.
Well, thank you for that, Graham. And if this has whetted people's appetites, then there is a telephone number, and I'll repeat it, 0489 896
8 3 7. That's 0489 896 8 3 7 for further information on the facilities we've just mentioned. But now's the time to turn over the cassette, where you'll hear David Calderwood's excellent demonstration.
Hello, my name's David Calderwood. I'm a blind person and I use talking teletext, and Portset have asked me to do a demonstration of my T3 unit. I'm afraid that the recording quality is not studio perfect. I'm sitting here in my lounge with the talking teletext unit in front of me, and I hope that this demonstration will be of some interest to you. Well, the first thing to look at is the layout of the console itself. It's fairly straightforward. It's a nice, neat console, and as described on side one, it's sloping, so I believe they call it ergonomically designed. It's very nice and easy to operate with the hands, and the buttons are quite nice and large. Really, the keyboard is divided up into three different parts. On the left-hand side, there are just two keys. One is the channel key, and the other one is the function key. Now, the channel key does exactly what its name implies. If you depress it, it asks you to enter a television channel in, so channel 1 for BBC 1, channel 2 for BBC 2, etc. The function key is a rather special key, and it acts rather like a shift key on a typewriter. So if you press function key, and whilst it's depressed, you press another key, then special functions are available. The middle part of the console is almost identical to a British Telecom push-button telephone. It's got numbers starting with number 1 in the top left-hand corner, going across 2, 3, next row 4, 5, 6, next row 7, 8, 9, and the 0 on its own at the bottom. On the right-hand side, there are two sets of keys. There's a block of 6 at the top and a block of 4 at the bottom. Starting with the top 6 keys, they allow you to perform several functions. The top left-hand key allows you to read a whole page of teletext. The one next to it allows you to repeat your previous command. The top right-hand one allows you to move up a subpage, and the bottom right-hand one allows you to move down a subpage. Actually, I think I've got those round the wrong way, but never mind. You'll see when I demonstrate in a moment. The bottom center button, it gives you the time, and the bottom left-hand corner key is the exit key. It allows you to exit anything that you're in the middle of. Turning our attention now to the four final keys, they're shaped rather like an inverted uppercase letter T. They're the cursor keys, which allow you to read a line at a time, a word at a time, or even a character at a time. This is all very theoretical, and what I'll do now is actually show you these keys in action. And I can do that with a rather nice facility that Talking Teletext has got. There's a slider switch on the right-hand side which puts the system into teach mode. And that allows you to press all the keys you like, and it doesn't do any harm. All it does is tell you what the keys do. So now let's start back on the left-hand side, and to begin with, I'll press the channel key.
Channel.
And there you are, it said channel. The function key doesn't actually say anything when you depress it, but as it's the only key that doesn't say anything, then there's no problem, you know what it is. Going to the center portion now, we've got the numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Now, if you find that the voice is rather strange to you, I can assure you that it's a voice that you get used to very quickly indeed. It's rather like picking up a regional dialect. It might sound a little bit odd to begin with, but you soon get used to it. And in fact, using the function key, you can change the speed of the voice. Normally, I have mine very much faster than this because, as I say, you get used to it. You can also change the pitch of the voice to suit your hearing. Going now to the right-hand side of the keyboard, we've got the top six keys to begin with. And, as I say, the first one, the top left-hand one,
read,
allows you to read a whole page. The one beside it,
repeat,
is the repeat key, which repeats your previous command. And now for the sub-page up and down keys, which I think I got wrong the first time.
Previous page.
Yes, it's previous page at the top, and the one below it is...
Next page.
Next page, right. Got those right. Now the time.
Time.
And then finally in this block of six keys, we've got the exit key.
Exit.
So going now to the bottom right-hand section of the console, we've got the cursor keys. Those are the funny inverted T-shaped block of keys. The top one, which stands on its own,
line up,
reads up a line. The one below it reads
line down,
down a line. And then to the left and right of the line down key, we've got
word left, word right.
Word left and word right. Those two keys will actually read a character left and a character right as well when used in conjunction with the function key. Right, let's turn it out of learn mode and we will do a little demonstration. Let's go to channel 3. So I press the channel key.
Channel.
And then press number 3.
3. Searching for page.
So it's now searching for the page.
Oracle ITV page 100, subpage 4.
So it's taken me to page 100 and subpage 4 of page 100. Now, page 100 is a very special page, and it's special on all of the channels because it's on page 100 that the main index exists. Everything starts at page 100, so to speak. And it's on page 100 that you can look up just about everything within Teletext. The way in which it works is that menus take you onto other menus which take you onto the more specific information. So you might want to, say, look up financial matters from page 100, and that'll give you a page to look up. And then once you've looked that up, it will subdivide financial matters down into tax matters, stocks and shares, interest rates, etc. So you finally come to the information that you require. Of course, once you get to know the system well, you go straight to the page number that you require. But that's a shame in a way if you only do that, because there are all manner of things which are hidden away that you can access by reading through that main index. So let's have a look at page 100. Now, we didn't land up on subpage 1, and I always think it's better to start at subpage 1. So if I press the correct subpage key...
Subpage 3 of 5.
It said subpage 3 of 5.
Subpage 2 of 5. Subpage 1 of 5.
So I've gone back to subpage number 1 now. Let's read the whole page and see what it sounds like.
Page 100. Three Britain men land at Lingham, 106 News, 101 TV Plus, 250 Live at 5, 120 Advertising.
Now, if that sounded rather like an overload of information to you, it was. It's better to read something with lots of different information, like page 100, a line at a time. So I go down to the cursor keys, that's the inverted T shape with the four keys on it. I press the line down key.
Three Britain men land at Lingham, 106.
Now, it said that the British man lands at Lynham there. Let's go through it a word at a time. It didn't pronounce Lynham very well, because it is a rather strange spelling.
Freed.
Freed.
Britain.
Britain.
Man.
Man.
Lands.
Lands.
At.
Lynham. Lynham. Let's do this a character at a time and see what the spelling is.
L-Y-N-E-H-A-N.
Well, I don't think it did too badly pronouncing pronouncing that in that way. And the page number was?
106.
106. So if we dialed in 106 now, we could read all about that news. This is, of course, the continuing saga of Beirut and those who have been held kidnapped there. But as you'll probably be listening to this in maybe weeks or months' time, you don't want old news. Let's go and look at a page which is always my favourite. I look it up every day because it's the weather. Now, the weather is on page 209. So if I press 2...
Page 209.
Nine,
searching for page.
It goes off and looks for the page.
Searching. Oracle, ITV, page 209, subpage 2.
So there we are. It's landed at Oracle. That's the ITV system, as against CFAX, which is the BBC system. So let's see what the weather is going to be like. I'll use the cursor down key to read a line at a time.
Too oblique, too.
So this is subpage 2 of 2.
East Midlands.
For the East Midlands. We live in Milton Keynes, so the East Midlands is fairly good for the weather here.
From the Met Office.
From the Met Office. So I'll cursor down until we get to something interesting.
Forecast for 18 point Wednesday night. The odd shower dying out in the evening.
So Wednesday night, the odd shower dying out in the evening.
Then a dry night with long clear.
Then a dry night with long clear.
Spells quite chilly with some mist or.
Spells with, and it's quite chilly with some mist or.
Fog patches developing towards dawn.
Oh dear, fog at the dawn. That won't worry me and my guide dog.
Min temp 60.
So the minimum temperature was 6 degrees centigrade. Let's go through that a word at a time. See the beauty here, that if you don't understand it the first time, or they use abbreviations like min instead of minimum, you can go through it and double check.
Min temp 6C.
Min temp 6C. There are several abbreviations like this, but you very soon get used to them. And as I say, you can go through a word at a time or a character at a time.
Thursday.
Right, well, I won't bother about going on to see what's happening on Thursday. Instead, I will turn to something rather more interesting. Right, what I'm going to do now is, because my particular version of talking teletext has got television sound on it as well, all I do is press the function key and then tap the channel key. And immediately, I get television sound.
What did she mean by bust him up?
Let's try some of the other channels. Let's see what's on channel one.
In the opinion polls, the government has defended its record on the environment with a new report on the progress made
since channel
last
one.
Year's environment white paper.
Environment.
Channel two.
Hang on, we're really just about to go to your place, weren't we?
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand. You said you were going to walk to Pippa's.
That sounds like an Australian soap to me.
Chip, I think we've played long enough. Why don't you go upstairs and fiddle with your computer?
I want to hear more about case numbers breakdown.
I'm sorry
because of the age difference, but I'm over that now.
This is Sky Television.
Obviously, you didn't want to work with me, so
and I press the exit key, and the sound goes. So, with this particular version of T3, I can not only read the teletext, but I can also listen to the television as well. And because I'm listening again, that means no license fee, which is rather nice. However, we've got to pay for one because there is a television in this house, as my wife can see. Right. What I'd like to show you finally, because my time is limited here, is the tuning facility on talking teletext. It frightened me, I must admit, when I first heard about T3, as I'll call it, talking teletext, was hassle involved in tuning in. Well, in fact, there is no hassle at all. All you do is you press the function key and then press number one, and it tunes automatically like this.
Function one selected, tuning in progress, please wait.
And now it's gone off and it's doing the tuning all on its own.
Oracle ITV.
It's found Oracle, that's the ITV system.
Sky One Oblique Astra Tuning.
It's found Sky One on the Astra satellite.
Oracle ITV.
It's found a second ITV. We've got three ITVs here. Central.
BBC Two, CFAX.
Ah, there's BBC Two. Yes, we've got Central. We've got.
Oracle Channel 4.
Channel 4. Central, the east of England, Anglia, and.
BBC One, CFAX, Tuning.
And we've got the. The London.
Oracle ITV.
And that was the final one. That was the final Oracle. It all.
Tuning.
Carry on looking now, just to see if there's anything else there. If it comes up with anything, I shall collapse. Because there's nothing else there. So those are my stations. And now once it's finished the tuning, it will save all those into memory, and that'll be it. You only have to do that once.
Updating memory, please wait. Tuning completed. Searching for channel, please wait. Searching channel one. Searching for page.
It's
searching.
Found channel one. Looking for page 100 now.
BBC One, CFAX, page 100, subpage 1.
And I think you'll agree with me that that was fairly fast. And certainly no fuss. I'm just sitting here and it's done it all itself. So that's just one of the uses of the function key. With function 2, you can actually manually tune if you so desire. and select what button you want, whatever channel saved in. It does it quite automatically with BBC One in button 1, BBC Two, button 2, etc. But if for some reason you want to lay them out in a different way, you can. You can use the function key to change the way in which the system speaks. You can use it to have numbers spoken in rank, i.e. 123, or in the other way, with saying 123. And there are many other sophistications as well. However, my time is up, so I must bring this demonstration to an end. I hope it's been of interest to you, and I hope that you do decide on a T3. I've had one for some time now, and I love it. And so does Trent, my guide dog, who's just come up to say hello to everyone. Time to say goodbye, actually, Trent. So it's me, David, from Milton Keynes, signing off, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.